in today's world of modern science, of microchips and moon rockets, of gene splicing and digital editing, coronary thrombosis, acute myocardial infarctions, endocarditis, Klinefelter's syndrome, and mentally, Korsakow's psychosis, failure to distinguish the apperceptive mass. Sad.
This week has been full of activities for the doctors. Well, yell out the window and see if it's a howl monster or one of those foreign monsters.
Hey, who are you?
Well, we'll see if they'll call. They're listening to the car radio if they're one of those foreigners. Okay, I'll do it. You guys wait here and keep being funny. Keep being funny.
Yes, it's me. I can see you.
There's not much running power left.
Yeah!
Everybody, come on in the building. It's a free show tonight, yes.
I'm going to attempt to initiate docking.
And I know that
procedure.
Anybody that could stand listening to that last 5 minutes of whatever it was being born and... Oh, no. Well, anyway. That's it. Anyone who could stand listening to that must still be here. And for you, we have a special surprise tonight. Yes, there's going to be something wonderful and scary happening tonight. Yes, the listeners are going to be taking over the show.
Mommy and I are one.
You know, you can hear that from in there, Doctor. You can hear. Okay, we're setting the show up now. Everything's just okay.
That was a warm up.
You know what I can't understand though is how the monitors out there going.
Okay, well I made the connection, but nobody makes an answer out there. So I'm sorry, we can't let anybody in that doesn't make an answer. Because you see, if it's a serious doctor, they'll know how to make voice communication with us. I don't think it is, and he's not answering my special code words, and I'm yelling. Right,
this is where we limber up, kind of mentally,
and it doesn't look like.
Thank you.
We try to get it to you know
well,
an
maybe
Earth
I
car.
Should go look, I think maybe we should.
Yeah, I think the reason response to a number of doctors
is the culmination of years and years worth of
public effort.
I sit down and call.
Because, well, I was hanging out with her for a while there and stuff, and she helped me move and stuff, and then the next thing I know,
Now the doctor can't take the show too seriously, because while our voice is booming throughout the hall in the building today, is we open once again the show.
Stop yelling. That I've ever done this, and I have traveled internationally, I've forgotten how many times.
So the procedure did not seem unnaturally cumbersome or prolonged.
No, it did not, and I didn't see anybody getting whisked away by masked groups of ICE officials.
Yes, I wouldn't.
And I didn't see anybody getting, you know, hassled or interrogated, and it didn't seem to me that there was any particular
blue, just incredible. And then, so here we are this week. We're just another four.
So we're standing around talking about
the many who are stuck inside of it. And it came to
last year on Halloween.
I know what you mean. It feels like I'm changing
with the times, which is difficult to do as events are projected at lightning fast speed universally.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Well, who else is going to make errors? Humans, of course. Humans make the errors.
I told you about this, didn't I?
From a mechanical perspective, it's a matter of programming, and you have to
interesting to notice how being a pro
assign responsibility to the master programmer. The Alfred Hatchplot Show.
I've made a tape of it, and I listened, and I ran it automatically through my machine all week long.
Das Machine.
It's concerning the deficit.
Which one?
Insurances.
Which head?
Protest.
The one with the sand on it.
No, they're fine. They're fine. I've got a bottle of teenage alcohol right here. I can, you know.
Yeah, we've got some teenage human beings around this place.
What?
I thought all the listeners were here already, but I guess there's a whole bunch more.
If you
can
just take your seat now, we'll
start
the show.
We don't even have any subject matter or anything yet.
Yeah, unreal, huh?
Oh, how about
I know Dr. Hal has his little brain turned on, but his little mouth isn't turned on yet.
How does that one work?
I got a headache.
The doctors.
Now open your eyes. Where are the nurses?
You never know.
Yes.
Hello. Where are the nurses?
Who are the nurses?
They're all here. You want too many voices. This is the show.
That's right. You think you have a lot of voices. You wait for about one more minute. You have enough voices.
All right.
You think that things are crowded now?
Well, I'll bet you I can hang up on you before you hang up on me.
Too bad. We let that one get away. That's one fish that will remain unhooked.
Okay, start swimming, caller.
I don't know, caller.
Hey, there we go. Okay, that's the end of the message for you.
Identify that caller.
And we don't want to.
That was one of those people
we're starting
that usually
the show.
We call, but instead they called us.
Impossible to identify that caller. The body was hideously mutilated as if
a stark fish of removal.
No person's unknown.
Someone had taken the wallet.
Some beast had...
That wallet, I believe I can identify the owner of, i.e. me.
You see the shredded credit card?
I can prove it.
The little green tattered of...
This is my Walgreens card. This my special safe way card.
Sped down Shattuck Avenue heading toward the bay. The driver asleep in the trunk. Or the boot for those of you that are in the other area.
And this water ski lodge card might take some explanation. But I still carry it, although the organization is defunct. Defunct.
The Gary Gapot fam and Mobius Rex smeared the show
all over the U.S. Capitol walls, yes.
As the little head vestibules are thrown around.
But now they're going to be given money by the government.
Here comes the drum solo. And we begin once again the show, starting chord 5.
A diminuendo.
The cosmos.
Okay, just a minute.
Wait,
start the show quite yet.
Oh, okay, wait.
We've got a couple things we've got to do today.
All right.
5 years more.
We've got to kill a couple callers, and we've got to actually take our guests and put them in the little dark room.
With the organ music. frogs.
We're now having those Tijuana Bible quotes that mean so much. So many.
Domini, domini, domini.
You're all Catholics now. Time to play dominoes. I love to play dominoes. You like to play
Dr. Beaufort, is it okay if I steal your power at some point soon?
No, don't let him steal the sacred power.
Of course, you know you're responsible for all of the stakes and all the images in the copies.
That's right. Many, many copies. How is it that we've come this far and have this little?
Si let there be a multiversus nexine horore sacritus est.
Et
nocturnibus ignis corus egiponum unique personatum.
We call all those older gods the new gods. False kitty.
Audiuntur cantus tibiarum tinnitus kimbalorem per orum maritimum.
I got to tell you about this new religion. I was going to tell you about it yesterday.
It's a brand new religion.
It turns out this guy was walking around in downtown New York the other day. Met this very well-dressed businessman. He was very well-versed in Hindu spiritualistic and yoga and everything like that. And he took this person down to see his temple. And his temple was a little room down at the bottom of And it turns out that they have a society for prolonged orgasm through self-stimulation. In their temple, they have
I could do that at home. The healing of mind and body of all the
things. And behold, you know, we were jokingly talking about stuff like that. This is real. And they're not kidding you. Right. They have this whole society.
Will they come on the show? They'll
come. For the whole show.
By the way, we will be having the lead singer for the Freaky Executives and two of Frank Zappa's company. Yes, there are probably seats available for tonight's show.
And a book of some genius to Mr. Zappa himself. And I don't like to boast my own accomplishments, but I feel like that's very well.
That was the special copy impregnated with deadly nerve toxins, which must be working on.
So what Frank says tomorrow night should be pretty interesting.
Yes.
We'll be talking 60s. Moon unit, huh? Frank, I know you're listening.
Anybody with torches and influence.
What a name for a dog.
I met her.
She was a guest on the
What's a
Conspiracy Zone TV show. Moon unit was.
Well, this is crazy. If you can guess what year it is, you can see one of Orwell's books live on stage.
That's stupid. Come on.
Hey, I'm serious. I'm desperate for advertising.
Serious.
Okay.
The dog star.
You want to see 1981 live on stage? Here.
Please.
Okay, we'll do it for you right now. You are under my control now. I want you to rush.
Janice Major.
No matter where you look, the radio is watching you.
Okay, come on.
Come on. Free publicity. Hurry up.
Plug and call in. Greek English group.
That's six free tickets right now.
Six free tickets.
Everybody will take free tickets.
Free. That's the way it is. And the Ask Dr. Hal show coming up on the 20th on Zoom and Twitch. AskDrHalShow.com. We'll begin at 6 o'clock as usual. We have an unusual cartoon feature, one of George Pal's puppetoons called Tulips Shall Grow. If you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing.
It's a little too late for that song, Dr.
Well,
Hal.
We're stringing one.
It's never too late for that song.
Got another one,
Dr.
Oh, well, okay. Everybody
You'll
shut
never
up.
Get rich by digging a ditch. You're in the army now.
Was anybody there? Said the listener. Oh, not
You're
that.
Not that kind of problem.
The most complete computer story.
What?
Neuter the computer.
Something like gigantic.
Yeah, throw it back. Controller's too
a radar activated robot.
You know, if you're not making
sense,
the wires and the headphones don't work. But who knows?
Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead men's pants that dance in the darkness of the sun?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Oh, I'll have to wipe my hand off.
Let's stop tossing around these 9-pound spiders in the control room.
They drop one on my head, and it's on video.
Let us remember that we are, first and foremost, geniuses and Americans.
That was when I was channeled.
calling the late Bertha Trover Schultz, beloved Aunt Bertha of the Children's Bible Hour, and dressed as the character I was delivering the recitation when this enormous arachnid dropped on me, fiendishly arranged by puzzling evidence.
Yeah, so everybody down in Hayward, go stand around his house right now. Wait.
It was hotter than heater in Hayward and hotter than hell on Hooker, where the temperature was a frizzling 121 degrees.
We read you loud and clear. We are triangulating on XC1301. This is the Merry Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Whiskey, Zulu, Charlie, Foxtrot, Tango, X-Ray.
Ah, the most pleasant hour of the night.
Doctor.
Or is it the day?
I can't remember. You know, outside, I'd be riding my bike around now if Doug hadn't broken.
One must cultivate habits of memory.
Breaking a car builds up heavy muscles on the back and on the arm.
That's true, Doctor. And breaking a bicycle is even harder because you have to grab the tires with your hands.
Well, ew, that's a terrible thing to do.
We're preparing some barbecued spitlings and little boblets roasting on
the open flame. Well, you can't believe it. We can't believe it, but the show started and there's too much of it once again.
We're going to play some twister.
Actually, I don't want any boblets.
Smear it all over the airwaves now.
Set our hair on fire.
But that's later. If you're paying attention,
I already consumed 560 calories
simply by decoding the secret.
Oh, that reminds me, in the refrigerator, there's a delicious soda.
What famous prehistoric reptile?
A San Pellegrino aranciata. Only, I think in this case, it is a limonata.
You have 10.
Well, I'm going to go and get it because I enjoy drinking soda. Take that, Scott Wiener. And
that's the only Hanna-Barbera cartoon that Puzzling Evidence approves. All the rest
Hanna-Barbera cartoons represent
all the rest
subtle coating.
Limonade in French refers to soda pop. Citronade is lemonade.
Too many callers dying today.
But it's spelled practically the same. Nonetheless, it isn't lemonade, it is soda. Well, I'm just going to go and get that nice tall can of fizzy cold soda.
It's over, it's done with, it's dead, buried under the ground. It's a big
That's right, sir. If you're using NICAS, you're out of luck. The show's over. Go back to sleep.
Well, what did you think about last week's show, Kitty Caller?
I thought it was great.
Well, there you go. See, everybody's the vote is overwhelmingly 2-0. The show was great. So that means that Roo Mouse is right here in Little Can.
Don't you hear him there? He's torturing False Kitty right now.
And don't you worry. That tape will be coming soon.
Okay.
Downright.
Do I win my free tickets for May 1984?
Sure, sure.
What
you can pick them up in the same dumpster we'll be receiving.
If you can find out where the play is, you're doing that much better than we are.
We know this one.
But we don't know where 1984 is.
How to make soup out of old bones and tinned cans.
Well, you just boil those bones, and after a while you either get soup or you get...
all of a sudden... hold on, Kitty Caller, we'll be right back.
You'll get the busy signal because there are so many scary callers like this one.
This is actually a San Pellegrino grapefruit soda upon Palma.
Hold on, little caller, we need a voice.
Stay up and waste their time listening to this show.
That's right, kids. Hey, why ain't you in school? What are you doing?
In a very short while, these damn things are going to cost 3 times as much. Oh, well... This is one of the best sodas manufactured
and we're
gonna
give you
anywhere.
The curtain that little Jerry Jeff Summers standing in front of. Yes, you'll win your own free altar or what's inside this little can.
And it's remarkable.
And what is inside this?
You can't spell it.
What kind of voiceovers?
Jerry Jeff Carr never stole an altar.
There's the kind of song we like to
from
this hour
a subgenius religious ceremony.
Riots in the Sikh Bob Temple.
Someone else was known to do.
Like all of them do.
The pipe is the not the bomb.
Now pipe down, you. I seem to hear a chorus of throng of
he should be upheld as a paragon of virtue and an idealized subgenius.
Who are all these deities and why
instead of
being
the target of inexplicable hostility?
Why are all these grown-ups obsessed?
But so in every human organization.
Monsters.
This is a
strange subcurrents of personality. personalities failing to engage cause ripples throughout the continuum of community.
And those with the greatest experience in theatrics, of course, are the worst offenders, which proves, of course, once again, that you can't kill a dead subgenius.
Man, this stuff tastes good. And it scours the throat.
Into the pulsing throat of the acceptable members of the church.
Jeez, doctor, you're getting this up all over me, doctor.
Well, just to brush it off. That's the way I do it. I brush it all off.
But he's not going to be playing anything because his fingers...
You take a roll of tape and run it over your clothes. And
it's at 8 o'clock.
Floating dog hairs will adhere to it.
Because it's the full symphony orchestra. It's the bark... Yeah, they do after the show.
Cat fuzz and dandruff will be picked up by the sticky surface of the roll of tape.
It adds up with a couple hundred of them.
My puzzling evidence is so steepy.
Dispose of responsibly.
CP, yes. That means you can fall into a little circle.
Well, I ain't CP. My life is now a nocturnal one. And when this show is over, I will walk over to the tattoo parlor and draw underground cartoons with my cartoonist friends.
Once and for all, follow the script.
Until probably around 4 a.m.
Church. This is my church. That's the problem. They all think it's
suggested for my church audiences only.
Poor kitty caller. Yes, he was trying to take that sawdust and push out the intelligence.
Yowler Meowenstein.
Hey, who likes it, baby?
It has to be plumped up and fluffed up like the obese reclining pillow it is.
Well, here.
I see every reason to call us.
The feline odorless.
Evanescence of impermanence.
Well-fleshed and regal.
Spud on this show.
And that's the show that dare not even exist.
Yes, we're waiting.
It does, however, doesn't it?
Just remember
that. Wait a minute, that's me. What am I doing here?
Watch out for the weasel man attempting to
get weasel man. They have asthma attack right here on the show.
Weasel man.
I mean the associated, affiliated, appalling.
Not to be confused with the Loveland Frogmen of Ohio.
That's right, yes, that's where he fortunately bought
their show. Weasel men are completely different.
That's true.
Theater on Toe.
That's right. So what about it?
Hey, do you guys know a girl named Nikki?
Read out the book. Yeah, she's under the table right here, right now.
Hereditary enemies of the so-called Buff Shoji Serpent.
We had advice on what to do with her, but...
Everything's flowing.
Gary, recap that stuff.
It is fortunate for humanity that these two races detest each other so much. Otherwise, our race might not even be allowed to exist.
Go see the play.
All right, where we can pick them up at Theater Arto?
Just tie a string around your finger.
Gabrogfran!
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Gabrogfran, the answer to everything.
Yeah,
you can't use an apostrophe.
For about an hour a week now.
Go to a weekend performance, you know.
Thursday
night through Sunday night.
Right.
And, if you guys say, I'm a subgenius.
I'm a subgenius, then that's
right,
okay.
If you say,
I'm up all night and I sleep all day.
Special code.
Right.
I got a code in the head.
It is a great thing.
There's
some beautiful people in there who would love to meet you.
I really am getting sick of
the beautiful people. Flying. One of those
well, you've
came
got
down here
remember
this morning.
To keep catching them.
That's right.
Keep your fingers out of the way of those clashing mandibles there. They're going to be fine.
We get bored in here.
And then we do the show.
Okay, and then tonight's business.
I don't have money. I'm calling the payphone. I got to figure it out.
Oh, yes, you've got to pay your San Francisco business tax and pay your
business
fee.
Now, where's the alder? Come on, where is the alder?
As soon as you hook up with Alignable and other organizations of that nature.
And when we don't cross back and forth 9-pound spiders, we debate the location of the alder.
We just come down here and yell. That's right. Everybody just
they are frightful things, those 9-pound spiders, but they're very fragile. One must remember that. there.
Well, my friends,
more afraid of you than you are of them.
Do anything but argue about these delicate and obsolete matters such as
or
the missing
toss 9-pound spiders back.
But it is time that we have to address the serious disease that's sweeping over the country, the horrid disease, the insidious corruption of cuteness.
We're talking
not
about
the
skirts of cuteness, ladies and gentlemen.
The plague
seems
of cuteness.
To be everywhere.
Oh, yes, of neo-natal numbness.
In a siege of nostalgia, went to a revival house.
The three heads high, big-eyed, bashful character, stooping with rounded forms,
under 18 years of age,
exaggerated eyes.
We've got to get rid of these trans-based ingenues. We've got to
a certain cherubic chubbiness.
It's the only way. Now here we see a perfectly ugly little horrible pimple-covered monkey.
Still, there's the trilling, the horrible trilling
to the amateur stars.
And the sickeningly sweet saccharine chirping voices of these cute little tots.
Look at me. Arranged by Moose Charlotte.
Look at those big friendly eyes.
Mr. Earp mentioned Moose Charlap.
We call medical science can do for these unfortunate...
An unusual person.
Well, then step on them like they were the slimy little jellyfish. Little sea enemies. Tear their little faces off just like they were collars.
One who
contributed
to a famous theatrical work. Perhaps that work was Moose's...
What about this?
It was, I believe, the Broadway show Peter Pan. Perhaps the one that... featured Mary Martin, although this is not clear.
Oh, now you've reached the planet Donkey now.
But later, Moose Charlap purchased the movie Jack the Giant Killer and tried to create it into a musical by distorting the film and adding horrible songs.
Everybody in the show is going to be twice as
sung by someone who sounded like Jerry Lewis on a bender on a bad day.
The 5 o'clock station ID.
Rock it away.
Rock it to the moon.
Their interference with the film involved speeding it up and slowing it down to make it look as if characters were dancing.
Radio station KTFA in Berkeley.
But most offensive were the quacking Jerry Lewis vocals, which
how do they do
replaced the original symphonic score of the movie. As Kerwin Matthews battled with gargoyles and giants.
Too many doctors.
That's the underwater radio station from the lost continent of Atlantis, broadcasting now with messages of free premium sausages and hot dogs.
That's right, and if you anyone named Gamora,
please let us return to the story of Mimicry.
The theories did.
Mimicry, the tiny monster.
He won't hurt you. It's about knee-high.
Silence that impudent little snot.
These reducing pills help prove your eyes again.
One thing's for certain, the inhabitants of Atlantis ate blue point oysters.
Yes, that's true.
I believe it when I see it.
An enormous blob of a quivering bivalve. This oyster weighs in at 500 pounds. Look at it flex. Its single protruding muscles. That shot would be censored on many television stations.
That's true.
And now, here we have the guts of the oysters as performed by two scallops.
Get that tumor out of that oyster.
They'll be showing off their...
Oysters, you say?
Look at those glittering little feet.
Yes, oysters are in season. When the month contains
living death,
the letter R.
We are now is
a mental obesity of obfuscation.
Fortunately, this one does.
Over erudition of reading the dictionary on the air, it seems accused of trying to choke the show.
Thank heavens I have this
philosophical,
delicious ice cold can of Pompelmo San Pellegrino.
The show with theophilous quiddity.
The roughage.
The roughage and that the every show needs to perform its digestive function.
That's right. It's the entropic show. Don't forget it.
Seek not to block the philosophical esophagus of the show with the roughage of knowledge.
Of the ages, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Rather say I gormandize on the sacred vericumbial frop of the ages.
How many times will we be receiving our free plastic dollars?
There's the Jerry Jeff Summers altar boy air brakes.
Yes, there's a free, free plastic dinosaur, but when you open it up, system, which it's really not that good. Still, they're all collected.
The locomotive is hurtling toward the air.
Well, there's a thousand.
Yes, hello, little caller. How are you doing?
Q's back and forth now, aren't we?
Q's, yeah, Q's. Yes, we got Q's.
Q's.
Yes, I remember. French movie.
A Q's aircraft.
Oh, no, I'm afraid you can't bring your relatives on the show. That's called nepotism.
Oh, nepotism.
Nepo gonna do it around me.
What page are we
on? No, you're simply under the sea.
Okay, here we go now. Get down, down. Gemini Man, hey.
Giant Spider, Menace Gemini Man. The fight is fast and fat and furious.
But Mimiko is in charge, and he pushes the face of the mud into the mud monster.
Yeah, G-Bunny, I haven't seen a monster like that for 7 years.
But Doctor, we must stimulate the monster electrically.
It's not that giant spiders aren't dangerous.
No, no, it's always been bad. Always been bad monster.
But in any confrontation, they themselves are also in danger.
I was talking about the yellow gargantuan glob.
But Doctor, we will never be able to fight the glop. Not at this speed. We must tune to cheap TV.
Look at this huge yarmulk. In South America, this was built by aliens millions of years ago.
Yes, and this collar was probably built by,
Goodyear. Body by Fisher.
Somewhere in
a huge
Korea.
Blimp of a boy. Kaiju.
Under support. Heavy gripping fit that grips you into the grave.
And fits you into the groin, yes. Well,
fits you. Lord Arthur fits you, I believe.
You can even find. Yes, I mean, how many other people have three people calling them every minute and all night long?
And it's the same damn three people. If I have to squeeze
how about why, I ought to
probably anyway. Okay, where do you go to eat in Phoenix, Gary?
That's holistic enchilada.
Phoenix?
You're stuck.
I could go for an Eskimo pie right about now.
Toucan Carry? I've eaten Toucan Carry.
I've eaten two Toucan Carry. So you're one Toucan Carry.
The doctors live for 3 years at
this point. Cash and Carry at Toucan Carry.
Cash and Carry prefer.
At Toucan Carry, the Toucan McCockery.
How many?
Toucan Carry the things. It's hard for one person.
Which amphitheater? 17th and something down in town.
Either that or you're talking about the Sellerbach Theater, which is on the UC campus at a conspiracy outlet near you.
It's at the corner of Runciter and Brundage.
Florida.
It's Brundage Avenue.
Florida.
Something make rules. Something obey, but the rules are
blocked. That topic.
That's what I say.
That's
what I say.
Hear the words. Go ahead, Helen.
A book beneath the summer sky, a loaf of bread, and you
a jug of wine.
A jug of wine, and a jug of oil. A pimple,
well
and
done.
Erupting boil.
Without the eyes.
Without the eyes,
a patch of chewing tobacco.
Ears,
but still in place.
Screen.
Gentlemen, are we really all that entranced with this collar? Let's ditch.
Let's throw him in the watery, old, watery, dirty water.
What are you waiting for?
Kill the caller. So many doctors kill the caller.
Are you here? Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I'm not really here.
Are you working out? Can you call
me? Not really here.
KPFA, Berkeley.
No, this is KPFA,
Berkeley.
No, this isn't. It's years later. Radio Valencia.
Could you tell me 10 minutes late, though? I don't think you want your check if you're that late.
You've reached the Moo show on KPFA.
Oh, you already did it.
And you're Moo.
What's the number on the dial? We're dying to hear ourselves.
Hey, that's the best thing, is the legal ID. That's the only thing I
turned
you on
with. Well, I'm afraid you're out of luck.
Here's somebody who knows what's happening.
I'm sorry, you won't get on this show without an ID.
You didn't mean to get so emotional.
Through the mists of time, at the one that used to exist, a young man, the world early in the morning of those creatures that sit and wait. This is Tumac of the Rock Tribe.
Hold on.
This is Tumac of the Rock and Roll Tribe. His home was a cave in the mountains.
Told us what time it was.
What time did you say that was?
Life walks hand in hand with death. Knowing
I think
only a crude staff, which yielded but to brute force.
Dr. Hell has.
This man is determined to embarrass me and throw me off my stride, but I will subside and
subsist. We have a car on hold. Let's leave him there.
And
load up the cannon.
Man.
Let's kill the caller.
Superior to the creatures only in his car.
Okay, that was good. That's good.
A little caller dead.
There are not many men yet.
Thank you. Other famous
only a few scattered tribes across the face of the wilderness.
Some
now we're here.
Too ignorant to know of each other's
abominable snowman. Since then, China's
terrified of the
found unknown and jawbones in caves in the southern province of Guangxi, many of them located high on the sides of striking angular towers of limestone that rise several hundred feet.
With the dawn of men's intelligence,
stranger than fact,
he learned to communicate.
A delirious dream.
To band together against the terrors of nature.
Too much of truth.
This early brotherhood enabled man to survive and to progress.
Okay, Gary, I think we get the show back.
His blood starts to boil.
Yeah, but what?
His mouth is still open.
Yeah, I know.
Did I miss something? I zoned out.
That Gigantopithecus was, in fact, an offshoot of the
and, in North Vietnam, we
not
saw
a Gigantopithecus
trying to grab the airplanes as we flew over.
That's a big one, yeah.
We used to call him Big
over
Joe.
A decade ago.
And here's Big Joe now. Hi, Big Joe.
How you doing?
Looks like a refugee from a gorilla love-in.
We can see him. We have a perfect vantage point. We are triangulating on Big Joe now, and as we climb up, we should think of the humble origins of his antecedents and ancestors. Yes, long ago, Java Man exterminated these gentle giants.
He had coffee. That was the secret of his success.
Yes, hot, harsh coffee that hurt everybody.
Hard coffee.
Harsh coffee.
It was coffee made by primitive methods, but it was quite effective.
I'm too young to die.
I wouldn't save you. You're too old to live.
Well, I like that. Just for that, I'll let it get me.
Are you going to be going to the International
Hospital? Yes, cut off your spider.
You
spider
face. There's nothing better than that blueberry syrup.
I think we should go to Pringles and stand the Anderson. No, you broke Pringles.
Goes the altar. Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That was entirely accidental.
I'm too dumb.
Well, we could read you a theater.
I
found this on the way to Zappa. I think I'll join. I'm sure they know the truth.
What is the law?
Sure, they know the truth.
Not to eat flesh or fish. That is the law.
Jesty.
Are we not men?
Time and space serve only to give away the secrets that we
create. The universe is
not to suck up drink. That is the law.
Ritual myth.
Are we not men?
Regeneration within the
generation.
That's right.
And all of the above.
Plenty of it, too.
There will be no written text as such. There will be no show. No plot.
When you finish this section, please put down your mechanical pencil. Stop. Do not continue. Do not turn the page. Your answers will be graded. This is terrible. This is the
dyspeptic old
nothing
fart.
Happens. And when you look around and you see everything is sort of entombed in the walls.
Yes, it accreted here through the centuries.
I don't want him on me. Get him off me. Get him off me.
Doctor, get a grip.
No, I think you're right, Doctor. Yeah. Okay, here are the people laughing because they all just got the joke.
For a little while, and regroup. Clears that
over there on that hill.
Regroup.
I don't want to die on that hill.
From there,
the other Jesus.
Take the objection. 070 somewhere else. 0700 somewhere else.
And as we go,
that's $100.
I have to have a conversation with Jehovah now.
I'm so bored, I forgot to kill myself. If only you possessed the basic good sense to follow that simple statement up with.
I've heard this caller before.
Yes, you've heard all those callers before. There are only 7 or 10 people up at this hour. But this morning they include very many famous people.
People
have often wondered exactly how we do our show. Because they've heard the edit. But they say to themselves, can they really be that funny all the time?
9 feet tall.
When I went out to kill myself, I saw a pack of hoodlums beating up a man, running to spare his suffering. I forgot my name, my number, how my day began, how soldiers laughed around the garden stones and told amusing songs, how all that day their lances measured crowns, while I alone bargained the proper coins and stole away Banished from heaven, I found this victim beaten, kneed, stripped, and left to cry. Dropping my rope aside, I ran, ignored the uniforms. Then I remembered bread my flesh had eaten, the kiss that ate my heart. Flayed, without hope, I held the man for nothing in my arms.
The chariot of God is high.
Yeah, call if you got any of those little Gemini mans. No, I didn't say walk back. Get out. So anyway, I was trying to control all the tracks, and I found out that I've got a call for help. I'll just dial for an hour and a half. It's not funny. Little voices in my head.
There's that music again.
Think.
Calling.
That was super riffing.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Where is the largest sperm bank in the world? It's in a little town called Juin-Chazas in France.
Sure.
High on the hill is Villa Dario.
If you say so.
Villa Dario. Boy, George,
there. Uber. We're hoping
you're not. I, for one, do not plan to go there.
Hey. Hey, Al, I was just
No,
kidding.
I meant what I said.
Okay, girlfriend, you're happy.
Hal has deserted Dr. us. There is no question.
I'm quitting.
And I'm working with the only operating microphone in the entire.
Like a nice scraping inside my heart.
What?
So then I knew.
She has a scraping inside of her heart.
Scraping, eh? Scraping bottom, I mean.
Yes, it's like the early morning. How she wept. Why she's here, nobody knows. Just to fill up data.
Hey, man, won't you change your goddamn input tape?
There you go. That's what you get.
You know, but for me,
putting this stuff on, then it becomes info.
Yeah, whenever you call the dial, it says input line.
You never know
what you'll get.
Okay, folks, don't forget to listen to Relodio tomorrow night around 10 p.m. More internet radio of just this kind.
I don't understand what he's saying either. The voice is so quiet, the music is so loud, you don't even understand a word. But no, I support other people running comment lines. I'm not here to compete. I'm not here to say that the way I do it is
not no one word.
The way someone else does it.
Yes, these lady docs, eternized by the very insistence on not abiding within the confines of a white Christian girlfriend advisory board, are willing to assist you in scaling the ladder of techno-boredom alleviation
the bird
and learning
to catch
how to
the spider that wriggled and tinkered and geeked the insider.
Here in panic in the countryside, yes. Amazing as it was.
Yes, it was amazing, but we can't eternally dwell in the past with fatuous reminiscences such as this.
Suddenly you've got gunmen falling out of trees in the grass. Streets falling out of the sixth floor. It's
falling. The precipice of heaven received us.
Yes,
there are falling.
The people that were in one room with the nitrous and the people that were in the other room with all the instruments.
And the thunder winged with red lightning and impetuous rage.
By hatchets, chainsaws, and sledgehammers.
What?
Huh?
Born in a bird bed.
Sledgehammer, private eye.
Okay. Next song.
No instruments. All right.
Next song.
Okay. Now, I fought the slaw, and the slaw won.
Okay, let's go.
I fought the slaw, and the slaw won. I fought the slaw, and the slaw won.
Okay.
I don't need no... okay, thanks, guys.
I don't need no slawification.
Let's move this plate over here. Look out, Paul!
Well, we got rid of one.
There goes the piano.
Phil's next.
Hello.
Okay,
Phil, stand up in front of this car now.
Don't worry about the Russian headlights.
Wait, I'm in the room with a listener.
No, it's all right.
Phil, stand up in front of this car with the Russian headlights.
Listeners
rushing here from Russian here.
We had the Queen, and now it's the Prince of Wales.
We're talking to them complaining.
Yes, the whales are entangled in the crab pot lines.
Looks like she's throwing her hats to the whales.
The whales?
That's right. And the whales are throwing their hats back.
They're going all the way back to
now the whales
itself.
Driving away in a tremendous rate of speed from the hotel. Well, I guess
there they go. Those are fast cetaceans.
They don't serve mammals in some of these.
Yes, those are whales that you won't hear every evening.
Are mammals.
Bob got my wallet. I got a mammal. Bob got my wallet. I got a mammal.
So there. Yeah.
Well, I got a mammoth. That's my favorite song.
Yeah, well, I've got a wallet, and I'm not about
and
to give it up to some dumb mammoth.
Look at yourself.
They don't even know what to do with a credit card
here
in here.
Here in Dobbstown, we don't wonder why we're up. We're in the Dobbstown boot camp all the time. The music doesn't march, and the people march around in little tiny circles that get ever smaller, but they're happy.
Yes.
Given their wallet. I'm blown to Dobbstown, and they're mistreated on an equal basis. That's what's important here in Dobbstown.
And so are the listeners. Oh, yeah, okay.
Here comes the Queen Smarmy. There she is.
We're having a lot of trouble here because we have camouflage.
Why do they keep
if only I could hear the pipers playing, then I'd die happy. Well, says the Charlie, I can arrange that.
Look out, Queen, look out. Oh, look at that. She almost stepped
so
on her shoes.
The wounded soldier got his wish.
Disgusting.
And the bagpipes played night long under his window.
Like that now.
And in the morning,
each other, cutting
the Charlie comes in and he asks the orderly, well, what about McTavish? Did he go peacefully? Oh, McTavish is fine, says the orderly. But the 18 wounded Englishmen were dead. And would you like to hear the tune the pipers played for him? Would you?
Likewise, in order, this year-long project was undertaken with full knowledge from the very beginning.
And wait,
the
pain
never even hoped to approach the purity of the original ripoff told he of Luap, Eep God, all approved.
Well, I see about the bloody head now. The doctors of the bloody head were supposed to be at the other end of this line. What the hell's going on? Where's this limousine?
We need four of those heads right now here.
It's a tale of unrelenting truth. It's the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer is
raw head and bloody bones.
It's now P-Dog, the one you want to talk about.
Okay. No, not on this program.
Grab hold.
No discussion of a P-Dog will take place here.
There's five of us here. Here on the edge of the continent.
All I can say is,
studio.
Not suitable for airplay.
Which one's the real Palmer?
Dog.
Okay,
we can't keep us all tied up.
1963, we had Oswald the Magic Bullet. In 1968, we had
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Bang, 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 bang.
What about that one?
Seven shots.
Yeah.
Now we've got Dr. Shabob's reality inverter panic bomb up, down, left, right, firing north, thrust, scamming button.
Good morning and welcome to Scary Subgenius Prophecy.
We don't have as much
the mouth speaks.
We hate that generation out there, and we're going to sue since Dr.
Wait a minute.
This is a recording.
Good. Yes, we like recordings.
Some sort of robot.
Too, but we never did seem to get one. I don't know what happened here.
Many of you have heard of Weird Al. He did the
Who knows?
Yeah, what about him?
He's going to be coming this coming Wednesday to the...
Wait, you're just listening to a lot of hoopla right now.
Hoopla.
Major started the show all over again.
Yes, Major Hoopla.
Too many doctors.
A great American. He lived at a boarding house.
Yes, no one has any patience on this show.
It was our boarding house. With Major Hoopla.
These are actual words that can be found.
Yes, they are. They were part of his esoteric learning. He was an autodidact. He taught himself all this stuff.
Oh, how fascinating. And I'm trying to look this over. The words are written in italics, but I see the word nepenthe.
Oh, well, that is, we know, from Edgar Allan Poe. And
I use it in one of my poems, but I rhyme it with seventhly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Seventhly with nepenthe. I see other words that I am not familiar with, but certainly I know the word mordant. But the word...
many of the words will be familiar to you, but the editors of the book thought that other readers would be happy to be
able to look them up.
Nathless.
I've never heard it before. Nathless. And...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio ends its Bobcast day on Listener Confounded Radio Valencia.fm. We are supposed to go until 1 o'clock, and yet I, Dr. Howland L., have a further duty to perform and must close earlier than I would like to clean up the studio and be able to walk over to the tattoo parlor where my friends are waiting for me to join them and draw more cartoons. And next week, I hope those who have listened will attempt again to follow the warp and woof, hither and yon, the alpha and omega of this program and this type of programming. And as we watch this 16-millimeter film of ducks bobbing in the water, which was shot God knows how many years ago, we must not fail to reflect on the transitory nature of time and that how these ducks only exist as variegated molecules and atomic fragments in the present era. And so, on behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio, I, Dr. Hal Dowell, wish you good night and good morning.
Oh!